listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio.
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt, I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose, I refuse to lose.
As a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all, because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Yes, yes. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and I want to say here very quickly, I know that I have no doubt about what I do, very confident. I have not even inner doubt. Now, I'm also quite adept in self-hypnosis, and even dream control. Something I'm hit with a lot, and even hit with today, was the D2K technology. Listen, this covert technology is nothing, okay? It's nothing to me. It is something that, we're going to get in a lot on my show, D2K, talks of being threatened with Lucifer, demonically possessed people, being tempted with the horrors of Babylon, having things sabotaged by your shills and your clowns. These things, I've taken control of all of these things, and I'll continue to do so. And, good morning for the people in my region, and good evening for those tuning in the U.S. I'm glad you could join in today. I had to get up early because I was not staying up late after all the work I had to do this weekend. I know I didn't get a weekend off, but anyhow, I'm joined by my co-host. I've got the Butcher here.
Yo!
And I've got Will.
Howdy.
Big Willie Styles. Okay. So, bizarre start into the show, but it's just, very hardcore foreshadowing about things that will be talked about in the future on the show. I'm not sure, but we're supposed to have a guest, a Miss Luana Reed.
I'm here.
Oh, she's here. Hello, how you doing? Did I say that correctly?
Hi. Yes, Luana Reed.
The invisible girl.
Okay.
I'm here.
Our producer here said, Justin was ready. I was like, wait a minute. Wait, what? I don't remember that being the guest. Okay. But yes, just waking up. But I hear you have lots of information for us here. I do know that you are a targeted individual, and
yes,
you have been very outspoken about what's going on with yourself. And I want to say it's been a struggle getting a black woman onto the show, onto any of my shows, to talk about this. I can definitely say, for one, that black women, and there's a scale, okay, out of everyone that gets targeted, mm-hmm, where white males would be the least targeted, at the top of the spectrum, you have black women.
Yes.
At the top of that spectrum. And it's really horrid. I'm so glad we finally got one on the show. Please let us know all about yourselves and what you want to talk about.
Whew, I got a lot to talk about. I am born and raised in Oakland, California. I'm 59 years old. Divorced as a result of the targeting. I guess what I want to start with is when and how my targeting started. If that's
right
okay
in.
With you. Okay. It started, well, I started working at the University of California, Berkeley in 94. After I got clean, I had been on drugs for back in the 80s. You know, a lot of people got into drugs. And so I got clean in 93. And so I'm coming up on 26 years clean and sober. Absolutely no mind-altering drugs. So I am completely in my right mind. So after I got clean in 93, I went to work for the university in 94. And it was the best thing. I thought it was the best thing that ever happened to me. And so life was going good and what have you. And I started dating this guy. And I just wasn't feeling him. And we broke up and he started stalking me. And at that time, I didn't know it was gang stalking because he had people helping him. And he would do things like spray. I caught him on video spraying, some substance in my car. And I was reaching out to the police, and nobody would help me. And eventually I was able to get a restraining order. And I hope I'm not getting ahead of myself. It's just so much. So I got the restraining order. He continued to stalk me. At this time I was dating my now ex-husband, but the guy, he had followed me to Home Depot, and for some strange reason, he had a cup of dirt in his car, and he was arguing with me, and he just took the dirt, and he threw it in my face. I'm like, why would anyone do that? And I didn't know, and this was in 98, and I didn't know what it was. I just thought it was dirt, and the Emeryville police, when I filed a police report, they weren't compassionate at all. They just said, can you just not come to Emeryville? Like, what? And so I didn't know at the time that it was smart dust and that my employer, the University of California, had just invented smart dust. So, and I just found out recently that it was smart dust. So moving right along, I continued to work at the university up until 2011. But in 2001, strange things started happening. My hair started falling out. I got all these rashes on my body. People were just being rude to me. And it started out slowly. People on the job, they would be rude and mean to me and pick on me, and I reported and nothing would be done. And so it just went on and on. And the person who hired me, she would say things like, oh, Luana, your hair is cute today, if that's your hair. And they would all start laughing. I'm like, what the heck? But I later found out that this woman, and I don't know if it's okay to say names because I am a open book and I want everyone
right ahead
to know what to me. This woman, Dana Hansen, she is the person who I found out through my research and just going back on things. She is the person who put me in this program. And when she was saying Luana, she would always comment on my hair. But I didn't know that why it was just falling out. It's just like clumps and clumps of hair. And what grew back in my hair, I thought it was gray hair, but it wasn't gray hair.
Oh, my gosh, you got more goats.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Okay.
Hey, they explain
that. But I'm just now finding out that these gray hairs aren't hairs.
Okay, hold on a second. What was that, Butcher?
I'm not interrupting. You said something I didn't catch on there. You understood what was coming out. Would you explain that more? Morgellons disease.
Morgellons disease is happening so widely today because, okay, nano, she mentioned smart dust. Now, the nano particulates that the governments worldwide are spraying on us in the chemtrails, you know, the long plumes of clouds, quote unquote, they're miles and miles long that stretch across the sky and crisscross patterns. Well, they're spraying smart dust on us. Now, this dust is nano engineered. When it comes in contact with a biological system, whether it be a creature or an entire ecosphere, when hit with certain frequencies, it will react to do one of many things, including growing nanostructures that have their own purposes within biological structure. Okay? First sign that you have Morgellons disease, you start getting rashes and lesions. A lot of times after that, you get metallic looking fibers that grow out of your skin. This is for the people that are actually rejecting the nanoparticulates. These are the only people who show symptoms of even having it. Because I have the stuff in me. You have it in you. Will has it in him. Everyone that's listening right now has it in them. But your body is actually rejecting it if you're showing symptoms of these lesions, metallic hair fibers, body soreness, things like this. I do know I grayed early in life, and upon inspection, a lot of my gray hair is very metallic in nature. I even had a very small patch growing out of my right forehead at one point in time. I do have the body soreness and this sort of stuff. I'm just showing the stuff within the past few years. I don't have the lesions or anything, but the gray hair is not like your normal gray hair. Okay, this stuff will come out, and sometimes the Morgellons will manifest as in crystal structures. Some people have taken pictures and reported flower-like crystal structures growing out of their skin. Some even as far as little parasites, little metallic bugs that have been reported.
I have video on my YouTube channel of the crystals inside of my ear with the nanobots inside. I have a video of that I just happened to catch while I had the microscope in it, and a blue fiber growing out of the hair follicle, growing inches within a few seconds. It's all on my YouTube.
And these people with Morgellons will report they have metallic blue, metallic red, and metallic purple lesions, hairs, fibers, etc. Sort of like the same fibers that you would see in our currency. Look at any of the currency through light. You'll see these fibers in there. That helps them track that stuff that's in the currency. It is also in our bodies. So go ahead.
So, oh my gosh, I just lost my train of thought. It's so hard with this stuff in my body. I my short-term memory.
The gray hair. You started getting gray hair, but
the gray hair. But I wanted to go back to what you mentioned, something very important about the chemtrails. What I have since learned is there are two methods of being poisoned, And one is called the top-down method, and the other one is the bottom-up method. And I found out that most targeted individuals are poisoned with nanotechnology through the bottom-up method. And the bottom-up method means someone got your DNA. And I remember when this ex-boyfriend, not the one that I'm talking about, but another one, he got my DNA. And a month later, he released, and I didn't know this, that this dirt was on his hand with nanoparticles, but he released it into the air inside of my home. But what happened is when he got my DNA, he took it to the university and they harvested it with the nanoparticles. So they got my resonance frequency. So they're able to put my DNA and resonance frequency in the quantum computer. And the quantum computer is connected to the satellite. And my body, when he released that in my home, those nanoparticles had my DNA. And for 4 months, I was sick, and I was going back and forth to the doctor, and I didn't know what was going on. Well, it was growing inside of my body. And it was connecting. I guess somehow it got connected to the satellite. But that was in November of 2016, okay? And in August of 2017, I was on the phone, and I was talking with someone, and a sonic noise came through and it pierced my eardrum. I had like, oh my God, what is that? And the person on the phone, I asked her, did she hear it? And she didn't hear it. But what it is, it's like an electric, I believe it's called dipole switch. And what it did, it triggered the nanotechnology and turned it on. And I Regina Jai.
This sounds like science fiction to the listeners right now. And what I'm going to say is, Luana Reed has done her research. Now, for those of you who are this, we're going too fast for. This is the reason why they use desiccated red blood cells, human blood cells that have been found in the chemtrails. Okay. This makes this smart dust into a pathogen, basically. It creates a base for it to interface and assimilate to anyone. Now, if they do have your genetic material beforehand, it's amazing the things that they can do. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So that's how I realize they're able to do everything that they've been doing to me because they have my DNA. And that's how they're able to track me everywhere I go. I didn't know how these people, because, you know, the gang stalking comes along with it. Like, how do these people know everywhere I am? If I leave my cell phone at home, no matter what, where I am, these people can find me and they're harassing me, you know. But back to the bottom and top down method. So most targeted individuals I found have been poisoned with the bottom-up method. Someone has got a hold of our DNA, and they have harvested it with the nanotechnology. And the top-down method, it's exactly like you said. We're all being saturated with this stuff. And if you get a USB microscope, they have them on Amazon. They're like $40. And you look at your skin really close, you'll find white hairs all over your face, all over your body. These are the piezoelectric crystals that are connecting us to this matrix that they're building, or that they have.
Okay, we are going into a commercial break here. But when we come right back, I'm going to tell you just how close you are with this. You have done a lot of research. I'm very proud to hear this. But we're going to come back for our short segment, and then we'll continue on with our long segment.
Look at the uppercut. Look at the uppercut. Hey, do the uppercut again. Look at the uppercut. Look at the uppercut. Look at the uppercut. Look at the uppercut like this. Hey, do the uppercut again. Look at the uppercut. Look at the uppercut. Look at the uppercut. Look at the uppercut like this. Hey, do the uppercut again. Do the uppercut again. Terrible. Like the worst thing in the world.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so we are back from commercial break. And just to catch listeners up here, you mentioned this terminology, piezoelectric. Now, I want to explain this a little bit for the audience. When you have something that's piezoelectric, basically, this is quantum physics. You have something that is a crystalline structure, okay? Now, when you apply pressure to a crystalline structure, it takes that pressure and turns the energy into something electric, into an electric energy, okay? The other way also applies. You can put electric energy into a crystal and create a pressure. This is used in all radio devices. This technology, well, our techn- knowledge of this goes back very far. It was put in the first radio. Without knowing this, there would be no such thing as speakers, radios, anything like that. Okay. So, but what I'm going to stress here is that this stuff is being manipulated. All the chemtrails, smart dust, were being manipulated by scalar energy, which is basically the same effect, but it's piezomagnetics. Now, we're current technology as civilians. We don't have anything that can pick up these frequencies on any kind of scanner, any kind of electrical reader, despite what any TI says. Oh, you know, I got this handheld. No, listen. You may be picking up what this information is being carried on, but you're not actually picking up the real signals because it's done by interferometry. I haven't explained this before. You're being hit from several different angles, which creates a deconstructive field or constructive field that only converges on the target and where they can only receive the information. Otherwise, it's impossible to pick up any kind of mind control or body interfacing signal. This is how these people are getting away with this crime, because it can't be picked up by any spectrometer that you can go buy at Walmart or any, even a military contractor. You're just not going to be able to pick it up. So, please go ahead.
Okay.
This is our short segment. So we got about a couple more minutes for the next break, and then we'll have our long break, our long segment. So go ahead.
Okay. I explained the top down and bottom up method. However, my hair, you know, I explained to you my hair was doing all these different things. So recently, last year, I decided to just go ahead and shave my head bald. And as a woman, that was a really hard thing to do, but I needed to get to the truth. And what I found when I shaved my head bald was the skin-like sensor that's flexible on my scalp. I'm like, what is this? It looks like plastic on my scalp, and no matter what I did to get it off my scalp, this film is not coming off my scalp. So I did my research, and I found my previous employer has developed a blood oxygen level sensor for the skin, and it's flexible and it moves with the skin. So they're also monitoring me that way.
So a bad case of dandruff could be this stuff.
Nope. I have a video on my Facebook page. And it looks like a plastic scalp, a plastic bag or something that moves with my scalp is on my head. That's what it looks like. But it doesn't come off. It says, this new, I'm reading from the Berkeley website. It says, a new flexible sensor developed by Berkeley EE researchers can map blood oxygen levels over large areas of skin, tissue, and organs, potentially giving doctors a new way to monitor healing wounds in real time.
Yeah, that's the biotelemetry, people. This is the invasive technology that is put onto all of us without our knowing. We'll talk more about this when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Yes, we are back from commercial break. So, we have Miss Luana Reed here with us still, and it's... I feel horrible for everything that you've been through, but I am very relieved and refreshed by how much you know about this program. Because I tend to just break things down for target individuals who come onto the show, because they usually don't have any idea what's going on, and I have to let them know these things. But you're right on top of it, so I commend you for that.
Thank you. Well, I needed to know. I'm the type of person, I need to get to the bottom of it. There is no magic. It's something and someone has to be behind it, and I needed to know how it was done and who was behind it.
I'll tell you
it.
What. I've done... A lot of my research has led me to Berkeley University as well. And there are some very disturbing things that I had found, especially relating to my situation. Now, I'll give an example. There was once upon a time when... Okay, let's... I lived in California, and I stayed up in the mountains. We had a house on a couple acres of land, and I had my own fifth wheel trailer that I would go out to as, I guess, the home away from home. And I would go out there, especially to record remote interviews for my show. I then would start having my peace and quiet interrupted by, well, all of a sudden, hundreds of branches falling on top of the roof, and the trailer being pushed from the sides, was seemingly pushed from the sides. And I would step outside, nothing. There's no weather, no rainfall, no wind, nothing. Mm-hmm. Peaceful and calm. But I would hear dogs barking also. I have to end my interviews because of this noise and interference. And something would tell me, okay, my instinct said, well, let's look outside, grab the cell phone, look outside. You got tons of different phone apps on here. And I start going through the infrared and the different kinds of filters. So I had a very expensive phone. And I caught a few anomalies. They're kind of weird. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, invisible guys, that's a little bit too far-fetched. Invisible people. There's no other way things like that could happen. So I started looking up invisibility cloaking, and my research led me to places. One, to a substance called gallium, which is also put in the chemtrails. And gallium cloaking, which has come out of Berkeley. I even downloaded a PDF from the university's website. Now, upon calling the university and trying to talk to someone in the science department, it was a game of hot potato. Oh, I don't know anything about it. Please call this professor. Or please call that person. Please call this person. It was game hot potato. So finally somebody said, we don't know what you're talking about. Oh, but I have the PDF from your website. Sir, it doesn't exist. Sir, can you tell me what the URL page is? And I said, okay, I'm going to go look it up real quick and tell you. Error 404, page not found. So okay, this is the game they want to play. But thinking about that, gallium cloaking, this is the stuff that they're spraying also in the sky, and they have actually perfected this invisibility cloaking. Now, I don't know if any of you are thinking science fiction here. Remember the movie They Live with the invisible drones flying around? Okay, well, this isn't exactly science fiction. I do still have the PDF to this day, and I'm going to dig it up out of my collection of information, and I'm going to repost it one of these days. I'm going to put it back up online for people to see it and see if Berkeley wants to take responsibility for the research, because it has the scientists' names on the PDF. But I want to go ahead and get into your past a little bit here. Do you understand why it is that you were targeted?
I believe I was targeted because of the way that I think. When I started working at the university in 2004. I worked at continuing education, I'm sorry, 94. I worked at continuing education at the bar. And when I went there, when I started there, they did not have a computer system for the department that I worked in. And they had this entire IT department, and back then, I think they had spent like $400,000, and that was a lot of money back then in 94 for a computer system, and it was a big fail, okay? And so I came in as a temp, and as, you know, I'm, you know, working and what have you, and I've always been computer literate. I've, you know, back in the 80s, I built a computer just to know how it worked, because I need to know how things work. So when I started working there and I, you know, kind of got comfortable, I'm like, wait a minute. You know, we can use this software program and these are the parameters you need to define your database and this is what you need to do. And so I single-handedly designed the database that they use today at Continuing Education of the Bar. And so they were impressed with the way that I think. And so I'm thinking that, because once my supervisor retired in 2009, she was still manually doing the program curriculum. And I was like, wait a minute, no, this is not how we're going to do this. This can also be incorporated into the database that I had designed. And so, and I single-handedly, again, incorporated that into the database, designed all the parameters, and told them, you know, the IT department exactly how it should be configured. And so I'm thinking that it had to be because of the way that I think.
Well,
I have no
other with your hyper intelligence that you overthought the situation. Now, it's to be honest with you, and this is for the listeners. This is probably because, well, you are a black woman in Oakland.
Right.
You've had your time with drug usage. Now we all know how the CIA flooded black areas and major metropolitan cities with cheap drugs. And this is also in Dr. Robert Duncan's book, friend of mine, whose research I have gone through time and time again, and is very accurate. For example, the crack epidemic. When you're on the crack, your brain is obviously extremely excited. When the brain isn't excited, it fires off electromagnetic waves and frequencies, you know, so much more. They use this as a way to remotely map people's brains. Now, this was really what the crack epidemic. Well, this is really what the crack epidemic was about. And this is what the meth epidemic is about today. They're getting all the white people now. And mapping, neural remote mapping people in their mind. And this is also where the piezomagnetic comes in, because these substances, these drugs, once it saturates the mind, they're still in crystal form. So you have information going in and out of these crystals, which are interfacing with your neural pathways. So it allowed them to remote neural map a person's brain waves. It amplifies their ability when a person's on these drugs. So you being a black woman, you have surviving this stuff, because I know a lot of people, you know, you're a meth head, you're crazy, you're hearing voices, you're doing all this, you're going to do that, and well, they're under a mind control drug, period. That's why they're doing all this stuff, because, well, why would the government want to do that? Well, criminals, it's good business. It's another reason to traffic people, put them behind bars, and extort money out of them. Create victims, people who are reliant on the system. You know,
right.
So
I also kind of thought too that, well, I don't mean to interrupt you, but
can I
just thought maybe also as a child I had ADD and they had me on Ritalin, and so I'm thinking, did that have something to do with it too? You think
that's also part of it?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Can I interject something, B?
Go ahead.
I have very little to say to that because, number one, our guest is very intelligent, and I've been a student since 10 o'clock Texas time listening to her. I'm very impressed. But to put it in Colleen vernacular, I think they messed with the wrong homegirl here because she no matter what they threw at her, she had it all figured out. And, ma'am, I bow to your omnipotence. Please continue.
Thank you. So, well, B, you were saying something. What were you saying? I'm sorry. I just...
Well, it's just the social engineering. And people need to understand... for example, like Connie Marshall, I'm not sure if you know who she is. She was supposed to be on my show several times, but we just can't get it together. But Connie Marshall is probably the first TI lady of African descent that I knew about. And we all know what she went through. Now, I'm seeing in a lot of my research and going through criminal cases that have reached news, things and stuff like that, and they get people, and they target outspoken black women. This is a real threat to the white man's system here, establishment. And you wouldn't believe is the outspoken black women. This is why black women are targeted more. But the means in which they target black women, they have to make them look crazy. Now, especially the intelligence, forget the black man, but the black woman, doing what you're able to do, they felt highly threatened by you. Now, they do want to take, they want to study the genetics here. They want to take the best of us without keeping us around. This is a large part of what's going on. This is essentially the white man being able to amputate, take the bigger black member, and kill the black man, and go on about his day. This is basically what's going on, especially with the genome projects. They want to take the best of us and get rid of us. Go ahead, Will.
And that's been happening since eugenics. It's been happening since eugenics time. And I was trying to figure out the other day, because now white people are playing victims like they're the victims out there. But, you know, I mean, I was just thinking to myself yesterday, earlier today, what is it about black people that they hate so much? I mean, it started even pre-Nazis. It started with the Anglo-American establishment, what they tried to do to degrade, demoralize, and dehumanize African-Americans. Then Planned Parenthood continued it. Then you got the crack cocaine epidemic. Then you got them taking over hip-hop when it was Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, and Public Enemy. And, I mean, now they even do crazy things like put insect repellent in grape Kool-Aid. Like, why the hell is it that... why do these people hate black people so much?
Because they don't want to admit something, okay? And I'm a Texas redneck, okay? But I read a medical paper today. I read a medical paper where a group of doctors in Africa, I don't remember the country, but in Africa, had performed a successful operation on the inner ear, curing someone of deafness. And they said that this operation and some of their techniques would help, oh, I guess 90% of people who are totally deaf, okay? What harm is that doing to human race? What harm is that doing? I've gone into this and gone into this and gone into this. I grew up in North Louisiana in the 1950s, and I moved to Texas, and I saw it here and everything. And it's insane. It's insane. But you're right, Will, and you're right, V. When you get an educated, articulate black woman, it just scares the bejesus out of them. It really does. It puts everything in their worldview to test. But that is not the way it's supposed to work. And I'm not just, you know, sitting up here blowing my horn. I've listened to this woman now for what, 49 minutes? And I'm impressed. I'm impressed. I really am. And I'm a whiskey-drinking Texan, and I'm impressed with it.
Well, and also, listen, to get to the core answer to your question, the black man was the original man. Now, something I'm not saying this out of hate, but this is a historical fact. A white man has killed and commit genocide. When they move from one area to another, what is done is they absorb, take the culture, absorb the knowledge, kill off the race, move to another area. This has been done repeatedly throughout, well, since the Caucasian has been on the planet. Now, the Caucasian is the newest race on the planet. The oldest, and what the great monuments are about, are from the African. The man with the darkest skin, the oldest knowledge, the oldest information. Now, under that pattern of stealing information and committing genocide, well, these people think they are the Illuminati, and they want to put the pyramid as their symbols and all this Freemasonry stuff, which they still don't know the real teachings. They want to claim the stuff like it's them. The real Freemasons were not white. This is all stolen knowledge and culture. And this continues to happen today. Okay? The black man is the most imitated man on the planet. And that is for a reason. And it will always be that way. Which is why they feel as though they must get rid of us. So,
well, you know what's silly is one of the articles I did in the last couple of days, the most dominant race and the most dominant language on the planet is Chinese, Asian, period.
Mm-hmm.
They're the most evolved. They are the absolute cream of the cream. I don't know why they can't drive a car. I can't explain that, but they are.
Oh, you
know?
Boy.
Yeah, but as far as I think, Dr. Ted and I have done some studies on the millennials, and something that may be new to everybody, not to V, or the Z generation, which is Puck's age, 12, 13 years old, okay? And they are a whole different critter. They truly are. They're something that you can't imagine, because they put up with the baby boomers, and they put up with the philosophy of the millennials and everything, and they're ready to rule. But they only got about 7 or 8 years before they do. And things are going to change. And oh, by the way, Puck still wants to marry you, okay?
All right. Well, Luana,
there's something that
we have a few minutes left in the show. Is there anything else you want to get out there?
Yes. This is very important. Back in 2013, when I got started dating this guy, Charlie Evans, and I didn't know he was a honey trap. And he and his daughter were sent in to poison me with smart dust. And I didn't know it at the time, but strange started to happen. And she would, this woman, his daughter, Ronika Evans, she would post things online, like pointing to her upper lip, saying it moves. And these were all subliminals to me, and I didn't understand what was happening. Well, eventually, my face started itching. I'm like, why is my face itching all the time? And I didn't know. And over time, my face changed, and my mouth started to move. And so my face, my mouth is disfigured. And what I have found is, with the microscope, zooming in, I have nano antennas. And so there is nano antenna technology. In addition, there's nanopore technology. And what I found is, listen to this, it says switching the plasmonic field on and off, the cell phone radiation, can displace the DNA molecule in discrete steps, sequentially exposing... Oh, shoot. Hold on. Sequentially exposing neighboring fragments of DNA molecule to the pore, as well as to plasmonic hotspots. And then I found that the information that it needs the DNA, as well as the nanoparticles, and it attracts the electromagnetic radiation, and that's how they were able to make my mouth move. Because it's like, how would she know that was going to happen ahead of time? There's no way. And so,
well, the thing about plasmonics, though, it is, Oh boy, you're absolutely right with the plasmonics and the surface. There's something called surface plasmons. When you're dealing with surface plasmons, they are designed solely to absorb information, whether it's photonically and more advancedly magnetically. I do a whole segment in this of this in my documentary, the last documentary that I did. People, you've got to do your research. I'm sorry, we are running out of time, but we have got to get this information out there, and especially when dealing with photonics. Okay, the 5G that's coming up, you have information, especially when it's going to be light information bombarding you. This will actually knock out DNA sequences. It'll bump into parts of your DNA to turn some things on. They are going to be essentially manipulating and experimenting on us more than they have ever been. So say no to 5G.
They've already turned on the 5G here in Oakland, and they've been hitting me with that crowd control technology where it just hits my brain and bam, I'm just like in a daze. My router says 5G is on. It's lit up.
It's here, and it's some happening. People have the option to switch their 5G routers to 2.4. I would do that. I've personally tested. There's no difference in speed. They only need the 5G to bombard you. switch it to the 2.4, people. And keep your old technology. I know I'm going to be looking for some wired routers. Keep as much old technology you can, because they're going to switch everything to wireless stuff that you cannot control. Keep as much old technology as you can, because we're going to need to build an underground technology network, communications network, and we're going to have to survive off of it, especially for those of us who cannot go off the grid completely. There's going to need to be a semi-grid where people can go to, because
change out my smart meter to an analog meter. They will do that. They charge $10 more a month, but it'll be worth it.
Yes, absolutely.
To change
that.
The smart meter off.
This is all the time that we have for this episode. Thank you, Luana Reed, for coming on. And remember, guys.
Thanks for having me.
In the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king, so educate yourself.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're a listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.